PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
How's it going? Welcome to a bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso, a rare double bonus on the same movie. We're doubling up on that Marvel's Avengers : Infinity War. And we're doing a rare double up, Drewster Cogburn.
Chris, I want to bring up something that I saw on the internet today.
Bring it up, Drew.
I've been seeing stuff on the internet.
Bring it up.
I saw a post that Star Wars did where it's somebody's hand handing off a lightsaber.
It's like Rey passing the lightsaber to...
Yeah, to Iron Man for Star Wars congratulates Marvel's Infinity. Mm-hmm. So isn't that just Mickey handing the trophy from one hand to another while masturbating on the internet?
Not really.
Isn't that what's going on right there?
Not really. It's more like... what it is, which is Star Wars and handing it off to Marvel, but it is at the foot of Mickey Mouse, who's standing over them 20 feet tall, masturbating onto the two of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not Mickey handing off one hand to the other, it's Mickey's minions doing the good work of the Overlord, and then him being like, yes, he is Thanos.
Okay.
Mickey is Thanos. So when he chooses to snap his fingers,
it's all gone.
So many things can be gone if they want to be.
Yeah. All gone.
So... and we are in Mickey's backyard, so please do not speak too poorly of our overlord.
Don't speak ill of the rat.
The rat. Do not call him the rat.
He is the rat. He knows. It's okay. I've been calling him the rat for decades.
He's coming. Is that why our continued non-success has he been...
Probably.
That makes so much sense.
It's got to be what it is.
Okay.
I mean, I would apologize, but...
No, but it's too late. He's like, God, he knows, so your apologies mean nothing. That's why exactly your apologies mean nothing. So, yeah, and that's something... That's a tradition that's been going back to, funnily enough, George Lucas. Lucasfilm started that back in the day when... Which came first, actually? Yeah, I think it's the other way around. So Jaws... Mm-hmm. sets the opening weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars breaks it.
Mm-hmm.
So they put a... someone bought ad space and all the trade papers, a full page ad. Mm-hmm. That was essentially what, like, you just saw, congratulations, yeah. And some sort of art indicating one film and the other film. And then that has been going on since then.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. When Jurassic World happened, who was the one before Jurassic World? Was it a Star Wars? I can't remember who passed the what to who, but it was the Jurassic World and then Jurassic World. I mean, this record's been broken out 3 or 4 times in the last few years, yeah. So. Will Avengers 4 break it again?
Break its own record.
Can it break its own record? A whole new record now, because now you're going from 10 years of build-up to now just 1 year later. You know, are you going to have the same sort of anticipation of, do people need the answers to Avengers Infinity War that badly that they will crush multiplexes opening weekend again? Or will it, quote, make only, you know, air quotes, $225 million.
I'm gonna go with yes, because there were grown ass adults sobbing like children next to me, and they need...
They
need their
either closure on what these characters... More like, how are we gonna bring them back?
Chris, the characters that died have to come back because they have movies. Mm-hmm. So that all has to be figured out.
Yep. It does have to be.
Go out and see it again.
And then we've talked about...
Bring back Tom Holland!
We've talked about Avengers so much, I can't remember what we talked about on mic or off mic. But there's all these reports about how, actors are talking about being on sets where there are, 60 people, and we never saw a single scene like that in this movie. All the heroes were split up at all times.
Yeah, so it's got to be in the next one.
So it's in the next one.
I mean,
these quotes are coming from actors who played characters who were dead.
Oh.
Like Sebastian Stan said that. So they got to come back so that they can all team up together to defeat Thanos, right? Uh-huh. So how do they do that? Captain Marvel, time travel, space stuff, et cetera, et cetera. Also, who was it?
Or not even that. I mean, once somebody else has the Infinity Stones, they can just snap their fingers and it all goes back to normal.
But if they already have the Infinity Stones, then why are they having to fight Thanos? They still have to fight him, I think. That's why they're all together. That's... So they're having one. There's one big action scene. Because I can't remember if it's Sebastian Stan or someone else. Someone else who was dead, though, in this movie, said that they had a scene where they were alongside, at least standing with, Michael Douglas and Michelle Pfeiffer, who weren't even in this movie.
Yeah, no, there was no Ant-Man, there was no Hawkeye.
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer's character is being introduced in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have 1 year of speculations.
I'm sure some of our questions will be answered in the forthcoming Marvel movies in between these Avengers nonsenses.
Some of them will. For Captain Marvel, there's got to be some sort of after scene, after credits thing that's going to...
There will be some answers.
The after credits thing, I mentioned Captain Marvel will be her getting the page from Nick Fury that he sends at the end of Infinity War. So there goes the excitement of sitting through all those credits for that. Yes, Captain Marvel had more answers. Well, Ant-Man, yeah, when is that going to... Yes, we talked about that in our overly long previous bonus episode. So before we get into... This one's all about emails. We have six or seven emails. Mm-hmm. Before we get into that, let's talk about potential sequel titles. Drew, I'm going to throw a couple at you that someone brainstormed for possibilities based on previous Infinity War type stories that are in print.
Okay.
And then just basic sequelitis. These could be the titles, you know. For example, one that doesn't have a comic analog, but the word did have a lot of emphasis put on it in the movie, and it could very boringly be the title. Avengers: Endgame.
Sure.
Remember Doctor Strange was like, we're entering into the endgame. He didn't say it like that, though, because he has that New York flat. New York
sure. Place. I mean, that is just lame enough.
Just lame. Right?
No.
Just lame enough. Like it, I get it, but... how about... Now, this is actually based on... This isn't just... sequel wankery, although at this point it might as well be.
It's all just sequel wankery.
Sequel titling wankery. Avengers: Annihilation. Actual title of Avengers War thing in the past. So.
Sure.
Sure. Endgame Annihilation. You got a preference between the two?
I mean, Annihilation was a pretty good movie.
So you don't think that does the Annihilation as a service then, maybe? To...
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, both of those things just sound like sequel wankery. I mean, you might as well just call it Avengers Revengeance.
The
Avengers Revengeance.
Avengers:
Revengeance.
Revengeance. Yeah, you could. You might as well. You know what? Yeah. I put that ahead of Annihilation. I put that ahead of almost everything in this little stupid article here that this guy came up with.
Revengeance.
Also based on this is based on an actual title, a crossover event. Avengers: Disassembled.
I mean, yeah.
Seems kind of like, right? Like, all right. Half of them are dead anyway.
I mean, who cares?
All right. Yes. It feels very much like it doesn't inspire anything. I already said that one. Moving on. Next one is, I already said that one. Next one. Here we go. Avengers: Infinity Crusade.
I mean, yeah, we've done that. I mean, are they gonna...
Or is this movie actually gonna involve some sort of crusade?
Yes, but, I mean, are we introducing the characters from the Infinity Crusade?
Because... Probably not, because that, according to this, centers on Adam Warlock, and we already know he's... post all this. He's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 at the earliest. Mm. So. Could just be name only, though. They keep mistaking cool name. Avengers: Devil in a Bottle.
Avengers colon colon.
Avengers colon colon. Ooh, gross.
Mm-hmm.
New Avengers. Just straight up dropping new Italian scheme. New Avengers.
And then, no, that should so be after. That should be Avengers
that's
5.
That's what I'm thinking too, right? Yeah. That's new. Yeah. That's when Anthony Mackie puts on the Captain America shield or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, if we're doing it that way, we can always just do. Well, I mean, they don't have to do it. There have been so many different Avengers teams.
Yeah, exactly.
God, it's so ridiculous.
And start giving us Avengers West Coast and stuff like that.
I was about to say, don't forget about Avengers West Coast.
Yeah, I was just going through a stack of comic books that I had on a random bookshelf, yeah. And I got like 4 or 5 Avengers West Coast.
Avengers West Coast is just the adventures of Hawkeye and Wonder Man.
Yeah, it's the Hawkeye California, and like, go handle those dudes over there.
Yeah, and Wonder Man, because he's a movie star.
I don't even know who Wonder Man is.
Imagine Superman if he was hot and a movie star. And you have Wonder Man.
Superman is hot, so just make him a movie star instead of a reporter.
An actual movie star.
His alter ego or his real...
No, his...
Like if Superman was just, I'm Superman, but yeah. I'm also a movie star.
Yes.
I'm Superman and I'm in movies.
Correct.
I'm Superman, but last year I was in The Curious Kiss of Benjamin Button.
Mm-hmm. Imagine if Superman was playing Superman in the Superman movies.
That sounds fun. obviously, I think based on all these guesses, it's probably the most boring choice and also the most logical... And I think we've said this before. Avengers colon Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Could they still call it Infinity Gauntlet?
And they call it Infinity War.
This one's the Infinity
War. How about
War.
Infinity War Part 2?
That was the original title. That would be funny. We went back to the Part 2, guys. The original title was Infinity War and Infinity War Part 2. Yeah. And then somewhere along the line, they change it. Like, no, we're now the first one's Infinity War. The second one's going to have its own title. Because they're like, there are going to be two stories. That probably... relates more to the fact that apparently there was some discussion about where do you end the movie, and it was almost like, do we do it cliffhanger style where Thanos snaps his fingers but then you don't see who dies, or all that happens in the beginning of the second one? Like, they were trying to figure out what they were going to do. I'm surprised that they didn't naturally just think
no,
ends with Thanos getting what he wants and then going home satisfied.
Uh-huh. He's smiling like, yo, what's up?
Like he just went to 7-Eleven and got the freshest taquitos they had.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably, I don't know. We'll see what it's called. Avengers colon Spider-Man's coming back, we swear.
Avengers colon everybody who's dead has a movie coming out, so yes. They'll be back.
Everyone who's dead has a movie coming back. Not everyone, but most of them, yeah. Yeah, you know what you mean. Mm-hmm. Avengers colon go see Spider-Man July 17, 2019, or yeah. They just put Spider-Man's release date in the title of Avengers.
Yep. Avengers, Spider-Man comes out soon, don't worry, guys.
Yeah, it's for real. Alright, so we got a whole bunch
Avengers,
of emails.
Avengers, Tom Holland's not dead.
Tom Holland's not dead. I mean, Tom Holland himself isn't dead, he's an actor. We got a whole bunch of emails, so we're gonna read them. All about Avengers Infinity War, and they all involve, we save them for this because they're all spoilery. So let's hear it, Drew, what you got?
Alright, we got an email from Joey.
What's up, Joey? That's our homie, Joey D.
Yep. Yo! Awesome movie. Yeah. Even better watching it in a packed theater. I can't imagine watching the snap scene at home. The crowd reactions to Black Panther and Spidey actually gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, gasping and...
Quick question for you guys, you might have covered this already, but what are your predictions on what's to come in Avengers 4? How would they bring everyone back? Will they kill off anyone else? And would it be for good? My biggest issue is how can they make a kill permanent?
Mm.
I feel like Tony and Cap have it coming. Love you, fells, and keep up the great work. Joey D.
Thanks, Joey. Yeah, I mean, it's
how are they going to bring everybody back? I don't know how.
Outside of using Time Stone shenanigans? Don't know.
Or other MacGuffin bullshittery.
And yeah, it's going to be some sort of MacGuffin bullshittery, but I would hope at this point now that it is because Thanos used Time Stone on Vision for that bit. And it was used at the end of Doctor Strange, the first time it was ever used, to reverse a bunch of damage. Uh-huh. I would like them to find another way to bring people back without just using the Time Stone.
The Time Stone's right there.
Time Stone, it's right there. But Thanos has it. That's what I'm saying. I think they're going to try to bring everyone back before they can get that gauntlet.
Mm.
I remember reading online something about a scene that involves Thanos, like the sizzle reel that they put together, two Comic Cons ago, and it involved a quick shot of Thanos like in a field of people, and he's just like taking out a whole bunch of people all at once. We never got that in this movie. Mm-hmm. Never got that.
See what happens.
Maybe making characters dead. Permanent character deaths for the next one.
Yes.
I think Captain America, I think he dies in the next
Captain
one.
America. As far as I'm concerned, Captain America dead. Thor dead.
Unfortunately, yes. Tony Stark.
Tony dead. Stark dead. Because
you're not recasting these people.
Exactly.
They're too popular to recast.
Loki's already gone, and I'm pretty sure he ain't coming back.
And the funny thing is, when Thor dies, is that it for Asgardians in this universe? There's going to be, they're going to find some frozen Asgardians somewhere, right in some.
Hang on.
Valkyrie is the only one unconfirmed alive, that are alive.
Correct. All the rest of them destroyed.
Yeah, so Valkyrie could be the last Asgardian after Thor. Unless Jane Foster reveals that, I have a half Asgardian baby.
We'll see.
Yeah, we're not. What does Thor know about condoms? I have no idea.
Yeah.
That's all on Jane. It's on her. She has her own agency to decide her childbearing needs. They're going to die. The other ones have to come back. But yes, Marvel, outside of poor Quicksilver. But he was, what was his name in this, in Age of Ultron? Quicksilver's X-Men. What was his name? Remember Kick-Ass played him, Drew?
What? That
one movie.
Oh, Quicksilver?
Yeah. Was he Quicksilver in both movies?
Wait.
In X-Men and Age of Ultron?
I mean, it was the same character in two different movies.
Yes.
Yes.
But they had two different rules. Like one of them, they could say he was a mutant X-Men.
Yeah,
mutants.
Exactly. Marvel. No. In the X-Men one, he was allowed to be called a mutant, and they could reference that Magneto was his father.
They alluded to it though. Yes. Without outright saying it, but yes, it was heavily implied.
They could allude to it.
Yes, they let it know. Yes,
exactly. As opposed to the other one where
he was just like a
he was just a fast guy. Him, Quicksilver,
and it was him and Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, Scarlet. Well, that's the way it's supposed to be.
The two of them. Yeah. But no Scarlet Witch in X-Men.
Exactly. And that's because technically Scarlet Witch, for some reason, was Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are both Magneto's children.
Okay.
One of them stays with the X-Men franchise and deals with that bullshit. One goes with the Avengers franchise and goes that way and really doesn't ever come back.
To the X-Men and Professor X and all that
stuff. Yeah, or even, like, really interesting. Reference.
Interesting.
It's weird.
All right, well, besides for him, remember he got shot and killed?
Yep. So he's dead.
And even Agent Coulson got brought back for TV, now about to be in the 90s Marvel one.
No.
Outside of the villains, none of the deaths are permanent.
Yeah.
So it's time to make some deaths, like, truly permanent. Loki's going to be one. Heimdall, Idris Elba's gonna be one.
Well, I mean, they had to kill the Black Eye first.
First off, they killed him first, which was crazy. I mean, technically, we walked into a scene of a bunch of dead people, but he was the first one to be killed on screen. That was the first thing. that's crazy. When I was talking to, I went to Tom and Dan yesterday, and Dan watched it on a torrent.
Okay.
And because he doesn't go to the movies. But even this movie is so big, he wanted to see what the hubbub was about, right? Watching off fast forward mode. But he even noticed when it happened, like, man, they killed the Black Guy first. And we were talking about that. And I was like, he was like, did they do it knowingly? Is it done as a joke? Even though in the movie it's played straight.
Yeah.
But did they do that as a behind the scenes joke? We have this huge movie, it's 2018, we're going to kill the Black Guy first.
I don't know. I mean, we just had the biggest all black movie of all time. And
on the heels of that, yeah.
On the heels of that, we're killing Heimdall first.
Yeah, in the same franchise, right?
Yeah.
It is, the Russos have worked on Arrested Development and Community.
Yeah.
So they know tropes. Yes. And comedy.
Of course.
So I wouldn't put it past them.
Neither would I.
Apparently there's a all blue Tobias, whatever his name is, David Cross's character in Arrested Development. Uh-huh. He's real quick.
Like Tobias Fluke or something like that.
He's real quick in the collector's lair.
Of course he is.
He's in it. The airport car that they have is in Civil War in the airport scene. That was easy. That was an easy Arrested Development Easter egg to hide, but that's weird. Anyway. They gotta make them permanent. They have to be permanent in 4. And, I mean, we'll probably kill Thanos. His death will be permanent. That'll be a bummer.
Mm-hmm. That means he can't come back.
Kill the best guy in here.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, that's the thing. I mean, comic books, you have, you can have a character die, forget about him for a couple years, and then all of a sudden bring him back, and everyone's like, yeah, totally cool! Yeah,
4 years later down the road.
Yeah,
sure.
Movies,
Case in point, Red Skull. Red Skull. Yeah. Not even Hugo Weaving, but Red Skull brought him back.
Exactly. Well, and that just proves that even though... So apparently there's some sort of afterlife in the Marvel Universe, because Red Skull straight up died. And now his quote-unquote soul is hanging out with the Soul Stone, so... So who's to say that, I mean, eventually...
Can't bring him back.
And they will be dead for a while. And then whether also, they're perma-dead, mm-hmm. I mean, for these actors, yes. Mm-hmm. You will never see Robert Downey Jr. playing Tony Stark again. Mm-mm. You know, stuff like that. Will somebody else reprise the role one day? Who's to say?
10 years down the road.
No.
Right. When it's time to retell the story mm-hmm. of Tony Stark.
No. Or just tell different stories of Tony Stark, because, I mean, they've mm-hmm. only told a handful of the fucking 30,000 that they're all.
They only made 3 movies.
Yeah.
The, someone pointed out online that Letitia Wright's character, man, I gotta learn these characters' names. The sister, the T'Challa's younger sister, the technology whiz, mm-hmm. the super smart chick.
Yeah.
She had Vision hooked up to that thing to try to take the stone this whole time, and it just seemed like a way to just keep Vision in one spot instead of actually contributing to the fight. She could have had, like, a copy of Vision on that for the most part.
Perhaps.
She probably does. You know, she has everything mapped out, all the protons. She can make another version, quote, of Vision that would then bring back, not even Paul Bettany, but someone else. Anyway, bring the character back somehow. Also, she's a leading candidate for taking up the Iron Man suit. Mm-hmm. Because she's already a technological wizard on the level of Tony Stark at L. So anyway, the Joy Hit, was that Rapid Joey's email?
Yeah,
I think that's right. It was nice. Here we go. I'll call this up.
We got email from Gabe.
What's up, Gabe?
Spoiler, spoiler. When Captain America said, "I know a guy," and that music came on, I was the only one in the theater physically clapping for Black Panther.
You're the one, Gabe. You're the one clapping.
No way they make this much money off Black Panther and kill him off. Isn't there supposed to be more Spider-Man movies too? I know something's gonna happen with that glove. I just don't know what Thanos' motivation is. Now that he's retired, watching sunsets. Of course, they'll bring back the newer of the franchises. Also, any mention of Ant-Man, but no Ant-Man? He's got to be coming in the next movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Venom crossover?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. We answered a lot of those questions already. I'm sure Gabe knows
in our other episode. Wait, is it the same? Yeah. Also, I don't get it. Strange saw all the possibilities and saved Iron Man, but Iron Man disappeared into the ether anyways?
No, Strange disappeared.
How sway?
That's what
How is that logical?
Because he knew, Dr. Strange knew, that out of all the 14 million I saw, the one path to winning involves giving up the stone.
Yeah. He knew. Well, and his life.
He probably knew that as well.
Well, yes. But he knows he's coming back.
Because he knew. He knows
like, yo, motherfuckers, I signed a 3-movie deal. I still got another Dr. Strange movie coming back. I'll be alive.
Well, I mean, technically, though, as an Avengers...
regardless.
That was kind of... Yeah, you're right, though.
Regardless.
So, yeah, I think we kind of answered a lot of those already previously. Previously on Cinema Crespedisa.
And to wrap up, Gabe, one more tiny email.
You sent a quick follow.
Was I the only one not impressed with Thanos' voice? I feel like it should have been deeper, more menacing.
You wanted more of a
space Satan type thing.
Oh, I can.
He's looking for space Satan, Chris.
You want strong balance to the universe, but then would be strong to send it so big to me. I got the base back on.
You're doing that heavy metal frog voice thing.
Yeah, it's not really working there. But
you want more of a deeper voice? Like, well, now I just sound, I mean, now I just sound like a large woman.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I could just want my chocolate.
I'm sure you do.
I like Brolin, though. I like Brolin. I think because I like Brolin, I was fine with it. Were you fine with the voice? Did you want a different voice, different actor?
I mean, it was fine.
A little bit of modulation on Brolin, maybe?
I'm okay with it.
You're fine with it?
It was good.
Sorry, Gabe.
That's bueno.
Sorry, Gabe. You're alone on your island clapping for movies and not liking Josh Brolin's voice.
I got an email from Ron.
We love you, though. It's cool. What's up, Ron? What's
up? I love this movie, guys.
All right. Oh, he's got more? Okay.
As a comic book old man and so connected into the younger zeitgeist, the mood right now is Loki is still alive due to his movie deal. Everyone's predictions were wrong. How can everyone be wrong? I think that was the best part of the movie for me. How do you guys feel about the equal dispense of the cast?
I don't think that Loki has a... Loki don't got a movie deal. His deal is up. Tom Hiddleston's moving on.
Loki ain't coming back.
Loki ain't coming back, man.
I almost wanted to see his eyes pop out of his skull.
It practically did. That was pretty brutal.
I feel I got mini arc of some new and old characters. Anyone you wanted to see more of?
Of new and old in the movie that I wanted to...
I was okay with what I got.
Yeah, I was okay with it. I guess I could use some more Black Panther, but I got a decent amount of Black Panther considering all the characters that are in it.
You just had 2 hours of Black Panther.
Yeah, but when we went back to Wakanda, I was like, yeah, Wakanda's great. This is awesome. I'm so happy to be back.
Is the Hulk afraid to get beat and afraid to come out?
Yes.
Did Dinklage surprise you?
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised by Dinklage. I knew he was in the movie.
I forgot.
I found out.
Did you?
Like the day before.
I'm sure we...
I was surprised.
Even reported on it too on the show.
I was surprised at how large he was, though.
I was a surprise.
The giant dwarf was one of the most fantastic things I've ever seen on screen.
Yeah, to the point where it almost takes you out of the movie, where it's like, it's Peter Dinklage, but the whole movie is an exercise in taking you out of the movie. It's absurd. So, yeah, no, that surprised me. I thought it was fun.
That female fight was the best fight? Question mark?
I like that it was happening, but just like almost all of these Marvel movies, like across the board, the action is the least...
Yeah.
Exciting thing about these things. The Doctor Strange action is probably the best one because that's the one where it gets the weirdest.
It's all weird metaphysical and he's throwing prism walls at you.
Yes, exactly. And he did that in this movie and that was like probably my favorite action bit is when he's like, I'm going to throw a prism wall at
things. Well, that and Thor. Thor is awesome with his lightning powers now.
Yes, which he did in Ragnarok when he was reminded of what he is and he went around and whooped everyone's ass with his lightning. Yes. Yeah, but there's still an element of, like, just digital blur, digital noise, and, like, that big fight on the field, it just served its purpose. It doesn't feel any better than, like, those large Game of Thrones action scenes.
How much of a big ball badass is Strange to sacrifice himself to give Tony the chance to get it done?
Well, ultimate logic right there, right?
Huh?
Yeah, he just knows. He saw, he's like, this is what has to be done.
What can Carol Danvers do to save all the peeps? I don't know.
I know very little about Captain Marvel.
She's got bands of power.
You mean Captain like Marvel, so she has like
so Captain
so,
Marvel started
foreigner off, Boston.
Captain Marvel was
Journey.
Originally a Kree warrior.
Okay.
Who got sent to Earth.
Okay.
I think to do some fuckery.
Okay.
But then decided to save Earth.
Okay.
And then
change of heart.
Yeah, and become its protector. And then when he dies, he passes on his powers to a whole fucking list of people. The Carol Danvers is the last on the list, but she's the most popular, and it only happened in 2012, so that's what we're doing.
Interesting. So Captain Marvel's been around for a long, long time.
Oh, Captain Marvel's been around since the 60s.
Captain Marvel, also the name of Shazam. Shazam's original name.
Yeah, but Shazam DC.
What I'm saying is, so they had their own Captain Marvel.
Yes.
Marvel's Captain Marvel came second.
Yes. Marvel.
Marvel, right. Like Carvel. Marvel. And then that pressured DC's Captain Marvel to then use his catchphrase of Shazam as his actual name.
Well,
Shazam.
That and I'm sure because of, you know, having a Captain Marvel... when the name of your company is Marvel makes sense.
Yes, much more sense.
Having a Captain Marvel when your competition is Marvel is weird.
And it feels like, wait, you're trying to cash it on their name?
Exactly.
Because they're doing it better? Right. Very interesting.
Shazam!
The casting of Brie Larson excites me the most about Captain Marvel because she's amazing.
I mean, it'll be fun.
Well, she's a super powered, right? So she's kind of a superman, superwoman type.
Superwoman, she can shoot stuff out of her hands, though, too, like energy blasts.
Fun!
And she can also, this is how I think they're gonna do it, because
Okay.
In the original Infinity Gauntlet, it's it's Adam Warlock who comes in and saves the day, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. No Adam Warlock in this one, so how are they going to do it?
Right.
One of Captain Marvel's powers is she can absorb energy.
Okay.
And then redirect.
Okay.
So,
which Thanos did a little bit of in...
Exactly. So Thanos can be like, Power Stone, and she can be like, Power Stone, bitch!
Yeah, back at you.
Yeah.
Interesting, man. All right, it sounds fun.
So...
Sounds fun. I like it. I like it.
Blah, 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 blah,
If you want to track responsibility.
I mean, yes, exactly. If you wish to track responsibility all the way back to the point of where it all fucked up, yes.
Yeah. But that also all happened after Strange was like, I've seen 14.5 yep. million, mm-hmm. right? Maybe with some of those, maybe that had to happen. Maybe Star-Lord had to do that to kill half the universe, to save the entire universe, minus the Captain Marvel, well, Captain America here, and Iron Man there.
This was a really funny movie, but I found people laughing during the fast-paced dialogue. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my only gripe. Thanos is fucking a stud.
Your gripe was that people were laughing at the yes. comedy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's a hell of a... Marvel wins.
Thanos is a fucking stud. Him and Venom can finger cuff me? Oh, Jesus. But
Ron, Thanos will tear you in half.
Yeah, he's put you like a wishbone.
Like a wishbone, Ron. You're a big boy. What are you going to handle?
But
that?
Do you think you got enough of his story? Plus, the graphic is the best for him. Mm. Hashtag Thanos is right. Agreed.
Yeah.
Just saying, resources are finite. You know, why use the gauntlet to make more resources?
Because energy doesn't work. Energy can't be created or destroyed.
It can only be transferred.
It can only be transferred, Ron. Duh. Ron.
Got an email from Eric.
Hold on a second. Something I wanted to bring up real quick that he mentioned there.
Okay.
I forgot. No. He asked if more Thanos story.
Mm-hmm. Was it enough for you?
Was it enough? For this movie, yes. Knowing that there's another one. The way they left it with him just sitting there, he's chilling. But there's still going to be conflict.
Yeah.
Thanos isn't going out doing his thing anymore. He's done.
Yeah, he's done.
So what's the conflict? Obviously, there's going to be more Thanos story.
They're going to bring the fight to him.
Yeah, but why? For why?
Revenge.
Avengers colon Revengeance. You got the right title. You nailed the title. Because it's just revenge. The Avengers aren't about revenge. They're the Avengers. Is avenging the same as revenging?
Sure.
How come they weren't called the Revengers?
Because Rick and Morty took it.
No Avengers before. I got me talking about the 60s, man. The Avengers West Coast. All right, so
got an email from Eric.
I think it was enough. All right, what's up?
Hey,
Eric.
Just wanted to start by saying that I tried to look the other way forever, not to give up any hints. Hmm. I went in only seeing a couple of the trailers.
Oh, cool.
And it paid off.
Nice.
Wow. Might need a second watch. Once again. I thought the Russo brothers did a knockout job.
Mm-hmm.
Winter Soldier, Civil War. And I think that this movie holds the belt for some of the best action sequences in all these movies.
Alright.
I really got teary-eyed on the Captain Team fight. On just the introduction of characters, fighting, and music. It got me.
Mm-hmm.
Impressed with all these movies. Only two Avengers were ever recast. Mark Ruffalo, Hulk.
Yeah.
And Don Cheadle, War Machine.
Yeah.
Overall, it seemed like... we finally got a Thanos movie and we found out how ruthless he is. I think the tease paid off because I left the movies like, what the fuck? But the after scene credit does its job with setting up and building hype for what's to come. Once again, really enjoyed it. Eric.
Great point there at the end, actually. I think that doing that tease at the end for people who did stick around, the real diehards who stick around for the end, that thing. Although, are those the same people who already know who Captain Marvel is? No, I don't think your average movie, even your average Avengers fan, your average Marvel fan doesn't necessarily know. Because they're just watching the movies.
Yeah.
They're not reading the books.
No.
They didn't know, no one knew who Guardians of the Galaxy was before James Gunn decided to make a Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Motherfucker, in a second, I told you where...
No, you knew. You're not the average listener, though. That's why you're the co-host of Cinema Across Media. So you think any jackass can take that chair? No. A specific type of jackass needs to sit in that seat.
Only this jackass.
That jackass owns that chair. Exactly. No, you called the Infinity War back in 2011 when we were talking about Avengers coming out.
They said they're making a Guardians of the Galaxy movie. I knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. We were talking about that. We were talking Avengers. We were talking about Thanos pre Cinema Crest, but Iso when Guardians of the Galaxy came out. I was like, this is it. This confirms it. Damn. The idea of showing in this movie that Thanos is such a badass, people cannot stop him. Thor came so close, but because he just gave him merely a because
he hit him in the chest and not the head.
Not the head. Instead of an instant kill, he just wounded him, allowing Thanos to do what he needs to do. The ultimate badass in the Marvel Universe. So then Nick Fury is like, shit, there's one person I need to call. Who's this motherfucker? Who's coming? It's Captain Marvel. Who is Captain Marvel? Who is this person that's going to be the saving grace from Thanos? And then smash cut to, I'm sure, Carol Danvers will be introduced as, like, mousy, wearing glasses,
well,
Brie
no,
Larson.
Not really. I mean,
Or she'd be a CrossFit, hipster making coffee, all tattooed
up. No, she
up.
Starts off, that'd be funny. I mean, Carol Danvers actually starts off, if I'm not...
Yeah, because I know nothing about Carol Danvers. I'm just thinking stereotypical movie. She's going to be someone who's like, I'm a weakling. And then, so she's worthy of being the protector.
Mm-hmm.
She's already a bad bitch. She's a Ronda Rousey type.
Officer of the United States Air Force.
So I was about to do a Green Lantern comparison too. Hal Jordan, a fighter pilot. But still, military.
Yeah, military, CIA, blah, 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 blah.
But even then, CIA agent, how's a CIA agent going to save the universe, defeat Thanos? How badass is Captain Marvel that Captain Marvel's going to be the one? You know, it's an interesting way to tease this character that the public at large doesn't know about. Shit, I don't know nothing about Captain Marvel. Except that's Brie Larson, and I'm on board. Envy Adams herself. What was the name? Do you remember the name of her band in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World?
No.
Were they Clash at Thunderhead, or is that a different band?
Clash at Thunderhead, that was the one with Superman in it.
Brandon Routh, Superman.
Yeah, where he lost his vegan powers.
So funny. The vegan police came.
Dude, they're real. They are real. The vegan police
exist.
Now
you work in the... Yeah. Ah, okay. So Captain Marvel's coming soon. I think... All right, Eric.
Yeah, pilot.
What, you got it? You got some Carol Danvers stuff?
Yep, like espionage pilot. Yep, CIA.
So a badass.
Yeah, badass.
This is a badass. I take back my previous comments.
She's
about
a badass.
You
She's
not
a bad bitch.
Badass. She's a bad bitch. Man, I'm looking forward to it. I want to see it. Eric said that he liked the action scenes. But you know what? On the level, when it comes to Marvel movies, just for variety of action bits. Okay, maybe the best action scene in any Marvel movie may be in this one, Drew. See if you agree with me on this.
Which one?
When Star-Lord's plan actually does come together for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone gets to do their own little bit, their own specialty. Spider-Man's bouncing around, throwing them webbings, like well-timed web shots, pow, 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 right? Doctor Strange doing his magic stuff, Iron Man being Iron Man. Everyone's doing their thing. The way they team up together to be able to hold down Thanos long enough to try to get that gauntlet, I thought that was like the most well-conceived bit of action.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it was just, you know, like I already said, flying around. Maybe the part early on when Ebony Maw and what's his name, Gorvis Clavis McTavish, they were fighting Iron Man and Doctor Strange and Benedict Wong, you don't know his name, and they're just like throwing stuff at each other.
Mm-hmm.
I like that part. But then when they actually started fighting, it's like, I don't know what's going on anymore.
All right, we've got an Avengers non-review.
What?
From Carmella.
Oh, Carmella. Carmella don't even like the Marvel movies.
I didn't see the movie.
See?
Although I know the ending. And here comes an old man Logan comic book rant.
What are you going to rant about?
I grew up reading and respecting the writings of comics in an era when major characters died and stayed dead. Well, at least...
Why did that never happen?
Well, at least for some time anyway. Gwen Stacy in Amazing Spider-Man 121 is perhaps the most dramatic comic book death of all time, which is why when they didn't kill her in the fucking first round of Spider-Man movies, it made me so angry.
But then they did it in Amazing Spider-Man 2, which is one of the worst of the Spider-Man, though.
But they killed her. But
they killed her, yeah. And did, her went thunk right against the cement.
She even bounced a little.
Happened in slow motion.
The Dark Phoenix death in X-Men 138 was shocking.
Yeah, but Dark Phoenix isn't her name. She comes back.
Oh, yeah, but all the bullshit that Jean Grey has to go through to come back.
Yeah, but still.
And then she's dead again?
Phoenix isn't her name. She has to die.
Elektra dying in Daredevil 181 was heartbreaking.
Was it really?
These deaths were all surprising and at least semi-permanent.
Mm-hmm.
However...
See, you throw a semi in there.
However, since that 80s era of comics, we have multiple universes, timelines, clones, and countless other ways to reincarnate dead superheroes. Therefore, no one can ever really die in a comic book or superhero movie.
Yeah.
That kills any possible dramatic tension created in a life or death scenario during a comic book movie. I mean, killing off Spider-Man, Star-Lord, and Black Panther is just fucking stupid and fucking insulting when you are when you know there are future sequels coming out. Drew should have slapped the adult crying about the character deaths. You're right, I should have.
He would have been doing a lot of slapping, though, because it wasn't just that one person.
Incomplete score out of 10.
Incomplete score out of 10. There was more. I mean, that was just the person that was sitting closest to us, but a lot of people were fighting. I heard...
Sobbing.
I heard sniffling and then at the end crying. Yeah. So, people get all teary-eyed. They get over trying to catch their fiction. It's modern mythology. It's being built right before our eyes. Or stories that are just being retold in different fashions. And that's the reason why they are being retold is because they're effective and people are finding some sort of attachment to it. I did read someone point out that this movie on a technical level as a movie, as a standalone film, is barely a movie.
Yeah, well,
characters
from
this movie, from minute one to minute, 2 hour and 36, there's no real, outside of Thanos, no real development for anyone.
The only reason why this movie works is because you've seen all of the other ones.
Because it's serialized
if
entertainment.
You have not seen all of the other ones, and this Avengers Infinity War is the first time you're coming into contact with these characters, you're going to have no idea what the fuck is going on.
It is the most expensive and slowest television show ever made, is what it is.
Yep.
Yeah. We are waiting...
another year for the next episode.
For some of these movies, we're waiting a year, 2 years for specific installments of these episodes. But they're giving us now 2 to 3 a year, so we don't notice necessarily. But yeah, it's a gigantic TV show that we're watching. And what better way to exemplify that than having the Russos TV guys cut their teeth on TV? They're the ones who are shepherding the biggest aspects. Joss Whedon, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Firefly, all these are TV guys who are making the biggest movies. But then the best movies, Ryan Coogler, Taika Waititi, the actual filmmakers, I don't know what I'm trying to say right now. Shout out to Carmella, we appreciate it. Carmella helping get some censored for radio bits of Cinema Crespediso on W Game of Thrones up there in Gainesville.
Sure.
We're on the radio in Gainesville, Drew.
Ooh, awesome. Cool.
Yeah. So that means there are some
poor saps in Gainesville that listen
that are hearing us, hearing our voices.
That listen to me on a weekly basis.
So we have to make sure now throwing what is it? Shout out, go Knowles. All right, there we go. What's the next email, Drew?
I'm not even sure if that's the right town, Chris. Hi. Oh, we got an email from Josh.
What's up, Josh?
Hi, Crespo team.
That's us.
I've watched all the Marvel movies.
That's our... Well, I'm sorry to interrupt. Crespo team, that's our real estate. That's our realtor team. Go to our website.
Crespo team.
Click on the Crespo team.
The Crespo team.
The Crespo team. It's you and I selling you houses. Okay, go ahead.
I've watched all of the Marvel movies, so had to watch the latest Avengers.
Well, that makes sense.
I took my two daughters, aged 10 and 8.
Ooh, young.
Overall, solid output by Marvel. Mm-hmm. I thought they did a great job of balancing all of the characters and having a solid humor throughout.
True.
My favorite part of the movie was the ending. Finally, they did the opposite of what I thought would happen.
Ah.
Characters lived who I thought would die, yeah. And the movie did not have a happy ending.
No.
Of course, not everything made sense. There is no legitimate reason Doctor Strange just gives Thanos the Time Stone.
No, so you've gone over that already.
The decision seemed forced to push the story along. My daughter thought the movie was meh.
Ha, that's what I want to know.
I would say above average. Not sure it's up there with the first Iron Man, Captain America, the Winter Soldier, Black Panther, or first Guardians, but still very satisfying ending to the Infinity Stone storyline.
Interesting.
Love the show.
Oh, thanks.
Josh.
Appreciate it, Josh. To be honest, so I wanted more input from the 8 and the 10-year-old. I really want to know what they thought, especially there's no way they
Who's the purple guy?
Yeah, could they? How are they following along? I really want to know. There we go. So kind of a little more lukewarm on his part there. All right. Yeah, you know what?
He found it kind of middling.
A little better than average, it sounded like to me. And I got to sneeze. There we go. Okay. Oh, man. Whew. I feel much better, dear. All right. Well, there we go. We appreciate that, Josh. Thank you very much. Any more emails there?
No, sir.
All right. Well, there you go. That was your special bonus email heavy episode on Avengers Infinity War, everyone. I don't know if we'll necessarily have to do one like this again. Maybe for the next Avengers next year.
I mean, it really all depends on how big these movies get.
It really is just like, did your movie make $250 million opening weekend? All right, because let's open up the floor to
we'll
the listeners.
We'll give you an extra bonus episode. We'll give you,
because the people want to know.
And you fuckers make a lot of money.
And they made so much money, but then it means more downloads for us.
Does it?
Well, I mean, technically, we put out more content and more downloads, yeah. But then you gotta divide them, and then it's so equal to the number of. So, that's it. If you want to let us know what you thought of Avengers Infinity War with all the spoilers, too late, you missed your chance.
Ha-ha!
But you can send us your spoiler-free musings at cinemacrispy@gmail.com. We'll continue to read them in the Vox Populi segments of our future episodes, as well as any other movies you want to talk about. Email us cinemacrispityso@gmail.com. Drew, where can people find you online?
At antihero419, some places on the internet.
Damn straight. Tweet me at I am Chris Crespo. Follow the show at Crespityso. Facebook, Cinema Crespityso Facebook group. Join it. Check it out. We post memes and stuff and talk about movies, and that's a good spot for the Crespo Hundo. So there you go. All right. We're done.
A PFT Media production.